Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm going to throw you a real interesting twist. Have you ever had trouble remembering something? How about ever run into somebody and you're like, I know that person, but I can't remember your name? What am I going to do? That never happens to me. Right. It happens to all of us. And, you know, I might remember, like, for example, you know, in fact, if you age somebody, I haven't seen somebody in 20 years, I still recognize them. Maybe I should have worked for the FBI. But sometimes the name just doesn't come right away. Well, so we all experience this. And of course, how does that relate to money? Well, whatever occupation or job you have or whatever you do, recognizing people, knowing their name, being able to communicate with people, employers, bosses, employees, suppliers, vendors, clients, customers, all of us interact. So knowing how to communicate is part of knowing people's names. And so to help us all with that, how's that for an introduction? John Keith is in the studio with me. John, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Thank you.
How's that for a setup?
Absolutely super.
So let me give you a quick introduction for John. He is the memory trainer with a TM trademark. That's serious business. So he's the memory trainer. The website for our program today, memorytrainer.com. A lot of good stuff there. John's got, you got two books, you got an audio CD, you got a lot of stuff at the website.
Yes.
Outstanding. The books, Executive Memory Techniques and Everyday Memory Builder, just those are the first two books.
But there's a new one on the website, Improving Memory Forever, which is a 21-page booklet, quick, to the point, but with 35 years experience in it.
I like that. Distilled down. Okay, so John's been at this a long time, 30 years experience as a memory trainer. Do you remember all those 30 years?
Yes.
You know I'm going to be funny.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay, you know
my
it's
next,
coming.
You know, my next book is going to be a joke book on memory.
Well, you know, it is no joke because, you know, I know that there are different techniques and I've seen that, and I was very curious to have you on the program because this is something that can, a strong memory is an asset. And of course, some people are more naturally gifted.
Absolutely. But there's always room for improvement. The number, you know what the bottom line of all memory training is? Confidence building. If you're confident, you will be good in business.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And there's a lot of things. I mean, you can have the most perfect memory, but you can always improve. I'm constantly improving and I've been in this over 30 years.
Well, and I will confess, and those that know me know I have a pretty good memory, but it is always, you know, to remember everything or, you know, especially names. You know, names
that's the number one problem.
It's the number one thing. And all of us, one of the things we love the most is to hear our own name, right?
Absolutely.
So that can be a trick. And when you remember somebody, especially if it's been a long time. In fact, I ran into a woman the other day. I worked once upon a time with her at the grocery store when I was 16.
Oh, that's only about 10 years
ago,
right?
Yeah, that's good. Right. Very good. We're going to get you in to be checked out, John, for not just your memory.
And you're not the only one who wants that, too.
Yeah. So, but, you know, this is 30 years ago, and that's so, but she was so amazed that I remembered her name.
All right. You remember the name. Most people remember faces.
Oh, no. I remember faces. I'm much better at that than I am.
Okay, well, that's not.
But I happen to remember.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
It was just, I remembered her.
Wow.
And I saw and I remember her name. But that's not, results not typical. That's not always the case.
Well, that's, most people remember the faces because it's visual. And right. Visual memory is about 200 times better than your verbal memory.
Really?
So the visual memory is the big thing. And one of the big things I got on, I had to remember about 600 people. 664 to be exact, to be on the front page of the New York Times way back when, 30 years ago. And I thought everyone would forget that, but they don't. It's all over the web. But it's a skill that's the number one business skill, remembering a name and a face, not only in person, but on a phone or a device or a conference too.
Thank God for caller ID.
That's great.
And now we have LinkedIn and all these other tools that allows us to go in and and see and remember people. But okay, so we know it's important. We know that it's something that's a challenge for a lot of us.
Absolutely.
So what we want to focus on today, and I'll tease our listeners, is that what are some of the techniques? Of course, they can go to your website, memorytrainer.com, for a lot more good information.
Right.
But so be thinking about that, John. We'll come back from a break. I want to talk about things we can do to leverage what you already have figured out or some of these techniques. So stay right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. Thank you for remembering to come back. All right. We're going to work with this, and we're going to keep on after the memory thing. John Keith is my guest, the memory trainer, memorytrainer.com. Lots of good stuff on the website. So I teased it up well before the break. So John, give us some of the things that we can do to, I don't want to say trickery, because that has a negative
connotation. No, you should really use skill.
Okay, skill. So amp up my skill level. How can I remember people's names
all right,
better?
There are two things, natural memory and trained memory. The tips I'm going to give you now are natural memory. They're instantaneous. They can be used. But there is the skill I teach, which takes a couple of sessions to get the real skill.
They got to get the website, and they need to read your book.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there is the POP technique, the POP technique. And that will cause a general increase in your general memory. And here it is, positive attitude. You have to be optimistic to make your natural memory work better. So you can't be negative. So be optimistic, positive, and go forward. The next one, P-O-P, POP is P, positive attitude. The next is observation. Don't use the blinders. Go in, be alive, look around, and your natural memory will improve.
Okay.
The next is
more information, gather more data.
Absolutely. Don't put those
bigger footprint.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The next is picture it, using your mind's eye. Visualize everything. If you visualize everything and try to visualize, like I dare you not to think of the Eiffel Tower in France.
It just popped in my head.
Right. That's the mind's eye we'll use. If you visualize everything, you improve your general memory by at least 10%.
Hmm.
Now, you talking about the thing I like to do when I go into an audience, I remember the entire audience by name and face, no matter how big it is. One of the instant tips, not the skill, but the instant tips is to spell that name in your mind's eye. Now, we just demonstrated the mind's eye by not thinking of the Eiffel Tower in France.
Right,
so
right.
If you meet Mr. Valahizio and, I'm a lousy speller, I can't spell it, try it anyway. Because the trying of spelling it, looking at the person, will register it, and you'll have a general natural increase on names and faces. Now, is this the skill that allows me to remember an entire audience and my students? No. But basically, if you increase your natural memory that way, it will help you. The skill, on the other hand, uses association, visualization, and other things that will take too much time to go into. But basically taking a name, like Mr. Keith, making it into a picture and associating it to that person's face. Seems like a lot of energy, but it takes about a second. Like Mr. Keith, if you saw Mr. Keith, Keith means nothing. You have to make it a realistic thing that you can picture in your mind's eye. So, for instance, Keith sounds like what?
Teeth,
right, or key, or thief. As I did something for a bunch of constables in Canada, and they said, what would you picture Keith? And they said, thief. So I had to get out of the country fast. No, I'm just teasing. The concept is you're not in the, now the critic will say, wait a minute. If I do something like this, I'm going to miss and say Mr. Thief. No, you won't, because that's where natural memory catches you. Your worst you're going to say is Mr. Keith. So, but taking that name, making it into a picture, and putting it on the face, associating it somehow. You put a giant key in my forehead and turn it. That's disgusting, but it still is going to work. Or you see a giant mask as a thief on my face. Now, of course, this is 30 seconds for a skill that usually takes 2.5 hours to get into. But once you come out of my seminars or my one-to-one, which is big now, executives want to know their names, you know, of their employees, and they like one-to-ones, which are really good, you're going to come out with a skill that sounds a little crazy, but the practicality is impressive.
You know, I know that it's a vital tool, vital skill. I like that. I like some of the things, you know, because there are different ideas out there, and that's why I wanted to have you on the program, John, is to be able to help us understand this better. I know, for example, I've heard that you repeat the person's name a couple of times and things.
Oh,
like
you know,
that.
You know, my favorite line with that is, "Hello, David. How's the weather, David? How's your shirt, David?" And after three times, David is calling security.
Right.
It really, that's not the greatest thing. Right. The best thing is what the instant tip I just gave you. Try to spell David in your mind's eye for once, looking at that person. It's more effective.
So what we're doing is we're making that memory, for lack of a better way of describing it, a little bit stickier.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, making it stick to the brain.
Absolutely.
Because you're giving it more things to connect to.
And you know what the glue is? Association.
Okay.
And association, my association is a little different. You know, someone says, well, sugar and milk and sugar or milk, you know, that's a general association. My association takes two items and makes it into a picture that's ridiculous. And you know why ridiculous works? Just think of the last vacation you were on that was boring. You can't. It's like just a dream. But think of the last time you were embarrassed in front of a bunch of people. You know everyone in that audience. Mm-hmm. Where was the date? So the different impossible things stick. So we take that concept and make it into a business skill, and as a social skill, but mostly a business skill for names and faces. You know, take Michael. Here's Mr. Michael. Well, Michael is just a bunch of sounds. Let's make it stick. So you take maybe a microphone and you hit the person over the head with a microphone in your mind's eye. Let's not do this in real life. And you'll be really in trouble. They'll really call security. But stuff like that works. And it is an organized skill. It's not too crazy. It sounds crazier than it is, but it's a skill that works. Because I have someone in my classes stand up and call out, like, say, 15 names and faces. And you see it demonstrated in the classroom. That's something a little different than, oh, we'll just generally improve memory.
Right,
you know, you
right.
see the results right there. And it's not only for names and faces, because reading is important, word power, and passwords. How to remember passwords without having a big bill to tech service every month, you know, getting the passwords. The one tip I can give people for passwords right now, which is instantaneous, and that's where I'm going more natural than trained, is try to visualize it in your mind's eye. If your password is your favorite dog's name, I hope you don't do that because
that's too easy.
But picture that dog opening the safe or something like that. Something that's visual. Try to visualize even the numbers in your mind's eye. That will be better than going over and over and over. Rote memory is not what we want to do because it doesn't really work. Repeating it 1111111222 and then you've forgotten number one. So try to visualize it in any shape, sense, or form, and you're going to be at least 5 to 10% better.
I like it. I like it a lot. If you're just joining us, John Keith, Keys, Teeth, what else?
And J-O-N, of course. And it's a little different spelling.
Yeah, we'll work on J-O-N. We'll have to work on a visual for that, John.
Well, I used to say yawn, and everyone used to go like this, and yawn, and I didn't work too well. So I say J-O-N, Keith. In fact, I spell my name every time I'm introduced, and they remember it.
That's a good way to do it. I'll start doing that. John Keith is our guest, the memory trainer. He's obviously a little enthused about this, which he should be, because it's an exciting and interesting concept. Memorytrainer.com. Quick break. We'll come right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. John Keith is my guest, and he's the memory trainer, memorytrainer.com. A couple books out there, audio CD, new stuff, a lot of interesting stuff on the website. And we were talking just real quick on the break. You know, we had 30 seconds there to come up with some additional things we want to make sure we hit on today. And I said, John, I know there's lots more we can get into. And John said, well, let's talk about absent-mindedness. And I think that's a great topic. How can somebody, you know, that says, oh, golly, I'm just so absent-minded. What can they do about that?
Well, there's the 1 second technique I described in my
book. A whole second. I don't know if we have time.
I know if we have that time. And basically, if you go and lock your door, you know, sometimes you're in the car, you say, gee, did I turn off the oven? Did I lock the front door? Did, you know, where's my glasses? You know, and then you hunt for them and they're on top of your head.
Nice,
you know,
that time.
The 1 second technique, very simple. When you do an action like this, like you lock the front door, what you do is you look at it for one additional second. Or if you put down your glasses someplace, look at the action for one additional second. Now, the critic will say, wait a minute, if you do this every day, will you get confused? No, your brain is sufficient.
Pretty strong.
So, and in fact, if you turn off that oven in the morning after your breakfast, look at that action for one additional second.
Are you suggesting, John, we actually slow down just a little bit?
Oh, yes. We're all human, and this will work most of the time. Yeah. Now, if you need an additional type of thing, you use the idea of association. Let me go back for 2 seconds. The association I use uses things like impossibility and things that are funny. So make a funny little scenario. So if you drop your keys on that beautiful desk, make believe in your mind's eye that the keys go right through the desk. A split second it takes. That is very powerful, because the next time, where are the keys? Oh, they're on the desk.
I dropped them through the top of the desk.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a weird association that will stick in your brain. That's the key. And you could do this almost every day. Your natural memory will tell you the difference, whether it was yesterday and that. Very simple. Or you put your glasses someplace on top of your head. Make believe you're really sticking it into your head. Ouch. But yet you'll always remember where they are. And it's this very simple stuff, but there is other things. But the 1 second technique for people, look at an additional second or two. I'll say two. It'll give some people, it will work.
Well, and you know, as you were describing that, I was thinking about, and I know that a lot of times when people go on vacations or they're going to be away for a while, a lot of times we stop. We do. This is a time, I think, where we actually do stop. Mm-hmm. And I find myself doing this. I took a family vacation around in December. And before we left the house, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look at the key so much, the lock. But I stopped myself and thought for a moment, okay. So we do this very deliberately.
Absolutely.
When we are thinking about being away. But a lot of times when you're in a rush or going, you know.
Well, that's because, you know, the problem is we're all human.
Doggone it, we are. But I like the idea of that, the visualization of saying, okay, now I know where, and it's that boldness of the memory or creating that. I think that's a great way of doing it.
Absolutely. In the seminars and the one-to-ones, we start in the basics. How do we associate? How do we visualize? How do we do this? So when we get to the operations, names and faces, numbers, reading, association is easy. So people who are listening saying, it's a little difficult for me to be creative. Well, if you go to one of my classes, the first hour and a half or whatever, the basics are covered and it's easier.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. You're just joining us. John Keith is our guest, the memory trainer. And he's got some good quick tips for us. And there's a lot more good information, memorytrainer.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we are back. John Keith is my guest. And, you know, I think a question probably people would ask you, John, if they had the opportunity, and then go to the website, learn more, memorytrainer.com. But why'd you get into this? What prompted you to do this? It's such a—I mean, who starts out?
Who
saying,
starts
I'm going to
be
a memory trainer, right?
Well, it started with a skill called magic, close-up magic, and I wanted to entertain and all that. And the branch of close-up magic is mental magic. And what I wanted to do was something a little different. And I researched. Someone in my family did some memory demonstrations in the USO way back in the 40s. He used to take sentences that people would make up and repeat them at the end of his magical act. So that was kind of interesting. I said, well, let me try this. And at the same time, those techniques helped me in school. So, well, if I can remember 10 items in school, I can use it as a demo. Then I realized, wait a minute, I can teach this to help students. And I got into that. I was the in college, I was the person you went to find out, first of all, they wanted to know the names of some of the females, you know, among them the guys, of course, the flat fellows and all that. But they wanted to know how to remember chemistry. How did I remember physics or, of course, accounting? So, and I gave him
riveting
tips.
Stuff.
Oh, really? Yeah, really exciting stuff. But the thing is that that's how I got into it. And I said my hobby became my profession, and my profession became my hobby. I wanted to be a science teacher, and I did that for a time. But every, you know, I did that, and all I was doing memory on the side, getting on radio shows and all that. And all my students used to tape my stuff. I said, let me do this.
Let
full
me just
time.
Do it.
Yeah.
Well, go back because I love the focus on names and faces. Right. Any other thoughts there that you can share with us about, you see a person coming, here they come. Okay, oh boy, I know who you are.
Across the street, and they're running towards you with the hand out, right?
Yeah, and it's like, hey, well, how are you, buddy?
Here's a tip that people don't realize. They tense up at that opportunity. Try to relax. Your natural memory is going through the files.
Right.
This is not even the train memory stuff.
Right,
it's going
right.
through. And typically, if you relax at that point, if it's important to you enough, you could get that name.
Okay.
That's another one. There is also something like, this is the mayor of, which would you remember, or a doctor or whatever. You can always put a stethoscope in that little picture of yours when you remember it, him or her. There are other things like over the phone. Their voices like, hello, this is Mr. Keith, something, a deep voice. Think of something that's deep, like the ocean or something like that, to throw it into a picture for a second. So wouldn't it be great to, and every business in America, when you pick up the phone and say, oh, Mr. Valahizio, how are you? How impressive. So there are little tips like that, you know, throwing things into the pictures. But don't be afraid, and don't say this, because you can walk yourself into being, it's my age. You know, I'm getting old. I'm 25 years old, and I can't remember, you know. Be optimistic. Remember the POP. Let's review. POP, the POP system, positive attitude, observation, picture it. Whenever you can visualize information, no matter what it is, sometimes people say about, they talk about their children. Well, what's the matter? Put, you know, you're not going to say, you know, Michael is Michael and John is John. You're not going to make that mistake. Throw that in, even their names of their children in the pictures, or visualize, or just repeat to yourself once. That will help. Because, you know, business people, you know, big, good salespeople remember that. You know, they remember the names and they sell the products. You know, and the big thing also, product knowledge. Let me give you a tip for reading, very quick tip. If you read something, try to pick out little things I call elements, important things. Write them to the side or make note of them, and you just increase your reading comprehension by at least 3 to 5%.
Wow. Well, the visualization, you know, you made a comment earlier, I think is very, one of the biggest things I'm going to take from today.
Okay.
And I think, and for me, it's something I'm very tuned into. I need people to comprehend in what I do as a financial planner.
Oh.
I need them to comprehend what I'm explaining to them, because I'm not looking to sell them. I'm consulting and I'm advising and I'm trying to guide them in their memory or understanding. All that's very important. So I use a lot of visuals. So what you've told me, 200 times the auditory.
Well, approximately. Remember, these things are always up.
It's 100 times. You can be off by 100, John. But I mean, that is, you know, so seeing it and having it and being able to look at it, because it's so easy to forget. What do they say? After a day, you've forgotten this much. After another day, you've forgotten
it's
this.
Always changing.
I mean, but it's a significant drop.
Absolutely.
But something visual, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. And you can lock it away. And I imagine, and you probably can speak to this, that some of us are going to, not only differences in our natural memory ability, but some of us are going to be stronger with visual.
Absolutely. Yes. Versus, everyone has individual learning styles.
But still, I think that what you said, though, still holds true. So even if somebody is really strong with auditory memory.
Oh, visual will help.
But visual is always going to help, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why most people remember faces instead of names. But if you convert a name into a picture, now we're talking, and you glue it together with association, and that's the basis of my my thing.
Well, the password, you mentioned that. That's a great example.
Passwords.
My passwords, and I'm not going to give anything away.
I hope not.
No, I'm not giving anything away, Lisa. Lisa's like, uh-oh. But with my own passwords, I use passwords that they are, it's not a bunch of numbers or a bunch of letters I have to remember. It's alphanumeric, it's uppercase, it's lowercase. It has all that, but it's one thing.
Yes.
I'm not remembering a basket of 50 things. And our passwords we use, or what they call, they're called brute force passwords.
Oh, my.
They're long, and they have all
my.
Uppercase, lowercase, number sign, all that jazz is in there. And that's probably what it more looks like. It looks like jazz music. But it is, it's one thing in my mind.
Right.
And it's so much easier to remember it that way.
Absolutely. And nobody's going to hack your brain if you keep
not some.
Not yet. I don't know about the future.
The NSA is coming. They're
Well, I can't say anything. I'll be very neutral.
They're going to plug that. I'm just waiting for them to be able to have a little port in the back. You can, you know, remember
the Matrix.
Matrix. It won't be that fancy long needle looking.
I hope not.
Ice pick thing. It'll just be a USB port. They'll right into the back. All right. Well, John, we're out of time. John Keith is our guest, the memory trainer. Fun talking to you, John.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
It's my pleasure. And the website, again, ladies and gentlemen, is memorytrainer.com. Thank you, John, for being here.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.